Sanhedrin, Perek Tes, Mishnah Vov. This is an interesante din where a person is chayiv misa without misa's bezdin. We know that there's skila, sveifa, herik, chenek. There's also different types of misa. There's chorus, which we have a whole mesechus krisus and say the kotcha, because the ikar over there is that chayiv krisus, a chayiv karmen chatos, and that's what's described over there in say the kotcha. So we have chayiv krisus. There's certain cases which have a chayiv misa v'dei shemayim. It's not exactly chorus. The shals, what the nafkaminas are between the two. And here we have two extra legal types of misa. It's a little bit meshach shaychi to the mishnah we just had with somebody who's a lok of a shono, where he did averis that are mechuyovim, but there's no way to be hoyrikim. So memel, there's an idea of machnis noisa lekipo, which is a way of killing him without really killing him. So here we have two averis, where the averis are not killed. The punishment is not meted out by the person being killed formally by Bezdin, but it's killed by whoever saw them do the averu. Hagoynev is a kasvo is one of the klishoris in the Beis HaMikdash. The term is actually used over here to mean any of the klishoris. They related to the Mufashim related. You look at the Rav from the Gemara, Tais Yomtiv, that there's a word in Parashat Bamidbar, Ksois HaNosach, is like a kli. It actually means one type of kli, which is a container, but for some reason, Chazal used this over here in the context for meaning anything. Anybody who stole one of the klishoris. So there's a din over here that he can be killed by whoever witnessed that fact. V'hamekalol b'koisim, somebody who is Mekalol Rachmon al Tzlam, the Shem Hashem, but he wasn't Mekalol with a Shem Hashem, he was Mekalol with the Shem of Avodah Zarah. So it's a tremendous Chilul Hashem, but it's not the formalized Maisa Avera of Mecharif and Megadiv. These two are punishable by death, but not in a formal sense. The third case is Haboyel Aramis. Haboyel Aramis is also somebody who was born on a Goyish woman. This is referring not to a case where he gets married, Rachman al-Tzan, to a Goyish woman, Derech his Chatnus. That the Rambam has as an Issa de'Raisa, the Rambam has as a Lavaloit his Chatn, other Rishonim hold it only by Shiva Ammim, that's the context in which it's said in Sefer Dvarim, with not mingling with the Shiva Ammim when Klai Yisrael comes there at all. It's not clear that there's any clear Aveira of Parshas Arayis. The regular formalized Parshas Arayis of Chayiv Krisus, or Chiyuv Echenek, or Sreifa, or Skila, does not apply by Haboyel Aramis. Over here, what we're talking about is, he's Bo'aleh B'Farhesia, just to show that he's mingling. Clearly, this is learnt out from the Maisa that happened by Zimri ben Solui in public with Pinchas. And what we learn out from over there is what the Mishnah says, Kanoim Poigenboi. We'll describe in a minute what this looks like, Kanoi and Poigenboi. Who's a Kanoi? What does it mean, Poigenboi? But the point of these three Averis is that they're not formalized, but the Chilul Hashem aspect, so to speak, is overwhelming. The Baal Aramis over here, Lamashal, again, we're saying he's not, it's not part of Parshas Arayis. Baal Aramis ke Baal HaBehemah. There's no marriage between a Yid and a Goyish woman. Vendezvegen sind te Santa Zach, because the Gemara says that Avraham Avinu sits by the Pesach in Gan Eden, and he's Melitz, and he pulls out any of his descendants for permanent, having a permanent place in Gehenim, except for those that are Bo'al Kutim. What's the pshat? The pshat is that it might not be an Averi Chamura in the formal sense, but informally, somebody who marries out is the death sentence of keeping his Yiddish guy. We know that from today's world. Somebody who marries out, that's the bottom line, where Eshenish Kenid. Rabbi Yankiv Kamenetsky famously was one time asked, why do Kiruv, with some of the seminars, are not designed necessarily to, or there was a time when the seminars were not necessarily designed to turn the person who was attending the class into a Shema Torah Mitzvah. It was getting him to commit to a Jewish identity enough to stop him from intermarrying. Somebody came up to Rabbi Yankiv and said, you know, stop him from intermarrying. If he lives with a goita, it's not even Parshas Arayis. Maybe it's Deraisa, maybe it's not Deraisa. If he marries a Yiddish girl, if he's not frum, he's going to be born. He needs multiple Chavi Krisus. Rabbi Yankov looked at him. Rabbi Yankov said, there are certain things you don't understand when you're younger. When you get older, you understand that there's a purpose in keeping a person engaged, that he has a Yiddish identity. Marrying out is a zilzel and a bittel of him seeing himself. A person marries where he sees himself. And if he sees himself that he can marry a goyish, that means he doesn't identify really as a Yid anymore. So the Aveira aspect over here is not formal, and that's why the Einish is also informal. The one that's a little bit harder to understand is being going of klishar. So you have to say also over here, it's not, the Aveira is not over here mi'ila, of taking for oneself kli kodesh. There's an Aveira mi'ila, that's a specific Aveira, of being nene from Hegdish. Here, the zilzil is the stealing of one of the klishar, the pshati. There's no boundaries between kodesh and chol, between the Eibishter's world and your world. The Chilul Hashem aspect, L'chor defines it. In any case, all three of these have in common Kanoim Poikin Boy. Kanoim is somebody who acts without asking. There's a kinah, there's a gefil there. Poikin Boy is a Loshen of Harigo, but informally. So he's to be killed, but he's to be killed without it going through due process. Lemaisa, the Gemara says something shocking by Zimri, that there's no chalois chiv misa on Zimri for the maisa that he did. There's a din of kanoim poikin boy. What would have been if Zimri would have turned around, and while Pinchas was ready to throw the reimach, Zimri would have turned around, defended himself, and killed Pinchas? He would have been potter. Why? Because Pinchas was a roidiv. We learned in the previous parak that there's a din roidiv. The din of roidiv is like a psak din misa on the roidiv. Over here, without Zimri, or any of the other people mentioned this Mishnah, being Chayiv Misa, so by definition, the Kanoi, who's going after him, Kanoi Poikin Boy means, but he's a roidiv. No, he has a heter to do it. But in the regular formal sense, he's a roidiv and he's an idiv. The Lomdim say that Avada, in the Sugya where the Gemara says this, that's Poshut, that there's no chalois chiv misa on a kanoi. What is there? There's a din that the nirdaf is allowed to save himself. That means like this. There's two distinct, this is a very fundamental yisoy that comes from Reb Chaim the Biskirov. We didn't point it out when we learned the dinim, but we'll point it out now. There's two distinct facets of the relationship between a reidiv and a nirdaf. One is that a roidiv has on him a chalois chiyuv misa, and that's what we said, is a din komle b'dirab mine, that if he's a mazik or a ganav, there are no chiyuv b'shas, he's engaged in the redifa, because there's chal on him a chiyuv misa. That chiyuv misa is not only klapi the nirdiv want to act in self-defense, turn around and shoot the one who's chasing him, but it's l'chal gabi anybody else. If Reuven's chasing Shimon with a gun, he's ready to shoot him, Levi's allowed to come along and shoot Reuven. Why are you shooting Reuven? May let Shimon be killed. Because there's a chalois chiv misa on Reuven. Again, like we said, that's why there's kamleb d'ramine. That din you won't have. Can I poke him, but it doesn't make sense. There's no chalois chiv misa on him. There's another distinct din called acting in self-defense. The acting in self-defense, that's without a chiv misa. A nidav is allowed to value his own life over the life of the one who's chasing him. Just point out an illustration of this isoid from G'dayli Achroinim, G'baytan Rishainim. The Gemara says that a woman who's a milberis and she's in labor and the Vlad, the Uber that's inside of her, is endangering her life. So the Gemara says that you're allowed to take out the Uber even at the price of losing the Uber's life. You're allowed to do that because the woman is a full nefesh and an unborn child is not a full nefesh. The same way a hoirig, an unborn child, is also not chayim misa, it's not a full nefesh. What happens if the baby legally, al pi halacha, was born? That means the Vlad inside her stuck out its head, and that officially gives it a status as being born, even if the head now is back inside. What happens now? The baby can't come out, and the baby's endangering, it happens, where the baby's endangering the mother's life. So the Gemara says, once the baby's legally born, you can't killed the baby to save the mother's life because mechatesi to be doich nefesh mipnei nefesh. I treat the Vlad as a roidiv. So Gemara says the Vlad is not a roidiv. That's the natural course of events, not a roidiv. Still, the Rishonim say that the woman herself, theoretically, if it would be possible, would be allowed to pull out the vlad from inside herself, even at the risk of killing the child that was already legally al pi halacha born already, because self-defense, one is always allowed to put their own life ahead of somebody else's. Even without the legal chaloy shem din roidif, because mishamaya kamerat filay, like the Gemara says, but the woman herself is allowed to act in self-defense. So this that the Gemara says over here, that kanoim poigim boy, Zimri would be allowed to shoot Pinchas, is only Zimri himself. Not if somebody from Shevet Shimon surrounding over there would want to shoot. We're discussing that something in Chumash, but it's in the lumdus of these dinim itself. So that's why we spoke it out. The halacha is kanoim poigim boy of these three things. We'll just add what the Rav says from the Gemara, that when do we have the din of kanoim poigim boy by Boyal Aramis? Hamikanim kinosa shalmokim hayohar ginoisiv hu sheti anochris bas ovdi avoyde zara. She has to be the daughter of ovdi avoyde zara. Bishas maisa, it has to be then. It's not an oinish that can be carried out later. It's only bishas maisa. Bifnei asar b'yisrael, it has to be public. Vimchosa echum natnoim halolu. Also lahargah, there's no din of kanoim poigim boy. Aval onshe mefurush al pinovi yachris Hashem liisha she yeoseno. There's a pasuk of Malachi that says for intermarriage the einish is chorus. Umalkin oisay arba malkis midivrei seifrim mishum nida mishum shivcha mishum eved zkechom mishum zayna. But this din is only pashtus midivrei seifrim. It's only midirabonot. Not a din deraisish. Not part of arayis deraisa. Okay. This is the din of kanoim poikim by generally, which is set off by Boel Aramis, but you have the other two cases over here. Now the Mishnah brings something else. Koyin sheshimish betumah, a koyin that was mishamish, there's an issa deraisa, the avoid is posel. Not only is the avoid that a koyin serves betumah posel, but it's more than that also. It's mechal avoid, and therefore there's another ramification over here. If he did this, if a kohen was meshamish betumah, ain't echad kohen mevin oisa lebezdin to give him malchus for doing an aveira, because the Torah says v'lo yichalu Hashem kotshi. It's a chil Hashem for a kohen to be oivid. This is in Parshas Emor to be oivid betumah. There's an extra legal process over here. Ela pirchei kohuna, which means the younger kohanim that are kanoim for the purity for the kedusha of avodas habeis amigdosh, moitzin oisa chutz lazor, they would take him out. They don't want to kill him in the Azara, because they don't want to be mitama the Azara. They take him out of the Azara, mufatsin es moichoi b'gzirim. They beat him with sticks until he dies. Well, this is also an extra legal thing, which b'shas maisa, the kahanim that see, the pirchei kohanim that see him violating and being mechalul the kedushas hamikdash, so that they can also carry out a kanoim poigim by Azar. Zor sheshimish b'mikdash. What about a Zor? Not a Tomei. A Zor that did Avoida, he's not a Kohen. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, this happens to me, this doesn't belong here. This is a din that belongs inside the Kotchim. Agav, that we mentioned, this Oifin of Mishamish Batum, the Mishnah also mentions a Machlek Stenoim about a Zor. Rabbi Kiva Oimer Bechenek. Kiva says he's Bechenek, because the Torah says, Vazor HaKor of Yumos. This is in Parshas Chukas, in Bamidbar Yud Ches. Yumos means normal, like in Parshas Arayis, Yumos means Chenek. Over here also means chenek. V'acham moimrim, the yumas over here is not misas bezdin, because the Torah over there also refers to the anshe karech that died, and over there that's certainly not chenek. It wasn't carried out by bezdin. It was misas v'dei shemayim. So over here also that's what it means. It means misas v'dei shemayim. Misas v'dei shemayim, like we said before, is slightly different than karech. Both of them are where Rachman, some person who didn't have erech hamur, would die b'kitzur yomim. Misav de Shemayim is leichter than Koros. What are the chilukim between them? You can look at the mefarshim over here. Misav de Shemayim, there's a kapora, the choyte is mechaper with his death. Chai v'krisus is only mechaper together with tshuva. It's mevur in the sugis in Yuma. Koros is not only an oinish that's visited on the person, but let's say chorus of oinche pashas arayis are also visited on the generations, on the descendants, and the Gemara lists the pasuk. I'm sorry, in pashas akhir mois and gedoshim says he's going to be meis ariri without children. By misav deshemayim we don't have that. Others taina that the age is different. Chorus is he's going to die less than 60. less than 50 maybe, Misibidei Shemayim, doesn't have a Zman Kavu. He's going to lose years of his life, but doesn't have to have necessarily a Zman Kavu. Those are the Chilukim. Bez Hashem, the